This week, the Benicia Planning Commission voted 4-2 for a 45-day public comment period extension on Valero's crude by rail plan. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Andres Soto, KPFA host, Benicia resident, and organizer with Communities for a Better Environment.
Andres Soto, could you tell us what happened at the Benicia Planning Commission meeting on Thursday evening?
Yeah, two things occurred. One was that the local group, Benicians for a Safe and Healthy Community, held a rally that was designed to commemorate the 47 people who lost their lives at Lac Megantic a year ago. It was part of a national campaign along with forest ethics, as well as a rally before going into the meeting.
Regarding Lac Megantic, that's the community in Quebec where 47 people died after a crude by rail car blew up.
Crude by rail train derailed, and a number of cars exploded, and the town burnt for 4 days, and 47 people were essentially incinerated. Some of their bodies were never found.
Okay, what happened when you got into the Planning Commission meeting in Benicia?
Once in the meeting, the Planning Commission had to deal with a couple of items. One was whether or not to extend the public comment period from the 45 days it is now to 90 days, and that occurred on a 4-2 vote. So the public was allowed to have a longer public comment period. And the other action was they started to take comments from the public on the draft environmental impact report on Valero's crude by rail project. They only were able to listen to about 5 or 6 people by the time they got around to that at 11:30 p.m. So the meeting is going to be continued, and the public will be allowed to give more testimony at their next meeting in August. The crowd was overwhelmingly anti-crude by rail. The Valero forces were able to turn out a few folks, mostly from building trades unions, but the bulk of the people who were there, who were Benicia residents, were opposed to it. There was also an opportunity for people who live up rail in Roseville and Davis and Vacaville and places like that, who will be affected by this. They allowed those folks to actually offer their commentary first before the Benicia residents, simply because they had traveled so far. So we think we're in a good place right now and looking forward to the next meeting.
If you're opposing crude by rail, then you're basically opposing the transport of shale oil and tar sands oil from the middle of the country, right?
Correct. Valero and Union Pacific have teamed up to begin to try to deliver Bakken crude and tar sands crude, Bakken crude from North Dakota and tar sands crude from Alberta, Canada, by rail down here since there is no Keystone pipeline to the West Coast. And in the city of Benicia, Valero wants to shift from getting all of its oil delivered by ships at their port and convert it to getting it all by rail. And we believe this puts the city of Benicia and surrounding communities and the Sassoon Marsh at an unnecessary risk. And our position is they ought to leave that stuff in the ground, and just because they can get it doesn't mean we want it. What we support is a just transition from a fossil fuel-based economy to one based on expansion of renewable energy.
And that was Andres Soto, Benicia resident and organizer with Communities for a Better Environment. In Berkeley for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.